Hello to you and happy Father's Day. I'm Prashawn Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. More storms are threatening today in flooded Cedar Rapids, Iowa. More than 20,000 people are displaced right now. The National Guard has been deployed to help secure the city, and it could be weeks before water levels drop below flood stage. There have been 16 storm-related deaths in Iowa since May 25th. In China now, heavy rains in the southwest are forcing more than a million people to abandon their homes ahead of rising waters. Floods have killed 55 people in several provinces. Sichuan was one of the worst hit. Its residents are still recovering from last month's earthquake. Forecasters predict another 10 days of torrential rains. President Bush is in England, where he joined Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle for tea. He also met with Prime Minister Gordon Brown to talk about Iran, climate change, trade, and the Iraq War. This is the final leg of his farewell European tour. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in the Mideast, putting pressure on the Israeli leadership. She's criticizing their newly announced plans to build 1,300 additional homes in East Jerusalem. Rice says the construction could undermine ongoing peace talks. And The Incredible Hulk raked in plenty of box office green this weekend. The comic-based movie starring Ed Norton hauled in an estimated $54.5 million. Meanwhile, M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening had a stronger-than-expected opening. The director's first-ever R-rated film took home $30.5 million. That was good enough for third place. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.